Phil, listening to us on Sirius XM channel 131, says here you're a truck driver, so you may not even know where you are right now, but do you have an idea? What state, at least?
Yeah, I'm in Pennsylvania now.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking us along for the ride. How can we help you?
Well, to put the question first, it's how do I deal with my older brother with an inheritance dispute?
Okay.
What's the dispute?
Yeah.
Okay. So mom died on November 4th. And I've had a hard time with it. Just being honest, and it's been difficult.
Of course.
I was very close to my mother. Very close.
Mm.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's a huge loss.
Yeah.
4 weeks later, my wife's mother passed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
so sorry.
So both moms.
So I kind of pulled. I did go back to work, but I pulled back from the responsibilities, some of the responsibilities of dealing with finances. I just pulled back and I just kind of left it with him. And so we're co-trustees for this, for her trust. And so the problem now is that, you know, it's a 50-50 split. There's two of us. He's older. The problem is, and I don't know, I want your read on this issue. I understand what he said, but I think it's a power play more than a real thing. I think it's a power move. So he told me, I'll give you X amount of dollars, but I'm going to hold back a certain amount of money for fees that need to be paid. When I ask him, what are the fees, he won't tell me.
Hmm.
And then he threw another caveat out about something that was done for me last year. So he feels it's fair to hold back money this year.
Okay. Chris, you had a question for Phil.
Well, Phil, as I'm hearing about this, you know, first and foremost, so sorry. The amount of grief that we can hear that you're still carrying, what we would want you to be able to do is get a lot of care and guidance for that grief, first and foremost, because this is a very significant loss in your life, and you need a lot of care. Your wife needs a lot of care through this season of it. Going back to your relationship with your brother, that's what I want to focus on. I want to focus on the relationship, because over and over and over and over, I've seen that trusts do the exact opposite. They break trust. That people, when they're fighting over, when family members fight over money, and it creates all kind, you know, it's like the love of money is the root of all evil. It's because we look at money as our ultimate solution to all of our problems. And so it becomes too important. In fact, it takes priority over relationship. I don't know what your relationship is or has been with your brother, but what I would want in this situation is that the quality of connection and relationship and trust that exists between you and your brother be maintained as much as humanly possible. As there seems to be some untrustworthy behavior regarding the inheritance that your brother has displayed, I would recommend this. What I would recommend is you go to your brother and be like, hey, we have very different ideas about how this trust and when this trust should be split up and how these funds should be utilized. I want to honor you. I want to honor mom. I also want to honor myself in this process. Let's get a third person legal mediator to help us navigate how these funds are distributed, when and how. And that way we can protect our relationship, our brotherhood, apart from haggling over the details of the trust.
Yeah.
Setting that above, because a lot of times too, when there is, you know, siblings, siblings usually do see things differently in families.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they can harbor resentments and, you know, unfairness. And so sometimes using this to level the playing field, like you got more good stuff from mom, so now I'm going to equalize it with money.
Yes.
And so we try to work out, or some people try to work out relational difficulties through the money, because it's the last thing you have from a parent if you have that. And so that's not the arena, Chris, that is best. And that's what I hear you saying.
Yeah.
Let's elevate the relationship. Now, your brother may balk at that mm-hmm. because then hiring someone, they, you know, they get a little chunk of money. But I think preserving relationship and just emphasizing that being the priority, because I have seen people that no longer have anything to do with their siblings, because especially so close after a person passes, it's like, this is a piece of mom. This is me holding on to mom. This is my, you know, value to mm-hmm. my parents. And we misconstrue it to be so much of what it isn't.
Well, and I think it also it reminds me of a Steve Arterburn-ism.
Okay.
Okay. Fairness or fair is where pigs go to get ribbons. Right. I've seen so many times, I was counseling a family with this last week. It was the parents, and they're trying to make everything fair. And I told them to stop because everyone's idea of fairness is going to be different. Mm-hmm. That ledger is never going to work out. It doesn't mean that you're not trying to balance things out and be appropriate or move towards fair, but like trying to get this equalizer for all the things, it just doesn't happen. It's mm-hmm. not going to work out that way. And it puts the emphasis on the wrong focus. Mm-hmm. The wrong focus is who's getting what material possessions or resources.
Right.
That's not it.
Yeah.
You know.
And often parents don't, you know, put things in place and then say, okay, go equalize it as you see fit.
Yes.
It's yeah. no. And there are legal yeah. ramifications for not executing it correctly.
Yes, exactly.
And you have to follow those. So that's why it's good to get that legal advice
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Phil, thanks for calling in today to New Life Live. We have a tip sheet that we're going to put down in the show notes there, too. It's called 12 Steps to Recovery from Grief. This is something that will definitely help you and your wife during this time. And we pray that things get worked out and resolved between you and your brother, and that you'll find the right people to come alongside you during this time.